Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. In the spotlight on Money FM 89.3.
All eyes are on cryptocurrencies because exchange Binance said that it will stop offering more products here in Singapore.
That's right. The announcement comes after regulators said last week that the company may be in breach of the Payment Services Act. To get the latest, we're joined now by Joanna Ossinger, markets editor at Bloomberg. Joanna, welcome back to Primetime.
Hi, Rachel. Thanks for having me.
Always great to have you with us. So, Joanna, let's start off with what's happening with Binance. In a blog post, it said it would be ceasing Singapore dollar trading pairs and payment options, as well as removing the app from Singapore, iOS and Google Play stores as of Friday. Can you get us up to speed? What exactly were they in breach of? What's happening?
Sure. Well, some of this is that Binance is the overall global entity, but there is an entity for Singapore, Binance Asia Services, which has the Binance.sg website. And so Singapore had been saying that it might be that some people might think that Binance, the global firm, was Singapore regulated, and it wasn't. And so once they said that, then Binance made these changes that make it more clear and sort of direct people in Singapore more clearly to the Singapore site and the entity that is applying for licensing in Singapore.
So what does this mean for users then, Binance users here in Singapore? How are they impacted?
The first thing would be that if they're using Binance.com, they probably wouldn't be able to, say, update the app as easily. It's not totally clear how far they'll go. Like, will Binance start checking, you know, the IP addresses or this sort of thing? But it will definitely be something where they're trying to get people in Singapore to use that Binance.sg, the Singapore, the site that's being regulated by Singapore.
So in that case, the Binance.sg, no issues in using that platform?
Right, exactly. They have told me that that the services there are completely unchanged. It's making it more clear that if you're in Singapore, you should be using that site. Hmm.
But users of Binance.com, then they've been advised to complete all trades?
So they would probably want, if you're in Singapore and you're using Binance.com, you may want to consider switching over to the Binance.sg.
Okay. What do you think we're likely to see happen next, Joanna?
One thing that's interesting, you know, Binance has grown very quickly, and it makes up a huge percentage of overall exchange volume. But it grew up in this environment where there wasn't as much regulation, and now regulators are taking a much bigger interest. And so Binance is actually looking at, you know, naming a global headquarters, which it doesn't formally have at this point, but naming regional headquarters. Mm. They do have a new Singapore CEO, Richard Tang. So they're starting along that road, but that's probably the next thing, is kind of a more formal structure for Binance, the larger global entity.
And Richard does come with markets pedigree here in Singapore, formerly SGX and then Abu Dhabi Global Market as well. So it'll be interesting to see what happens next there.
Yes, definitely.
We are speaking to Joanna Ossinger, markets editor at Bloomberg. So Joanna, let's talk about crypto news now. A growing movement on social media is calling for people to buy small amounts of Bitcoin to support El Salvador's plan to make Bitcoin legal tender. So now we're looking at Bitcoin. It's 51,000 something now, the last time I checked a couple of minutes ago. Is the social media movement the main push factor for that?
It's helping, definitely. And people got very excited about this. Of course, we'll have to see how it works in practicality, right? There is some opposition in El Salvador to this movement to make it legal tender. But, you know, they are really trying to get people to do it. They have the Bitcoin ATMs that are being rolled out. And, you know, this is the sort of thing that could boost meme stocks, for instance, when you had AMC and GameStop doing well. So it is possible that if lots of people are buying Bitcoin, that it will help. But it definitely made this move. It had been really struggling under 50,000, and overnight it made this push and is near, as you said, 52,000 now. So it's definitely been helped by the movement.
So how much more do you think it will go up to before it tapers off again? Because it's always been like this, right? It goes up sharply and then
And we see El Salvador's Bitcoin law coming into effect. So are we likely to see it spike further then?
It is possible. There's always the buy the rumor, sell the news possibility too, right? Where there's the anticipation and then it falls. And actually, when Bitcoin hit its record in April near 65,000, that was right when Coinbase did its direct listing. So there was all that excitement. And then as soon as that happened, it came off. So there's a chance it will go down after that. And it is, as you say, always somewhat volatile. So it's hard to make exact predictions, but it does seem like a healthy move above 50,000, which people had been watching for, just that key round number level. So it could get staying power from here, too.
Joanna, this is JP. Good evening. I want to shift our attention now to Ether, of course. We know it also saw some pretty decent gains in recent times, briefly rising above that $4,000 level at the end of last week. This is also coming off of that very excellent August surge around this major upgrade that they've been making, actually. Can we expect more upside for this other major crypto?
JP, it is possible with that one as well. And again, yeah, it's hard to predict exactly what prices will do on these sorts of things. But there is a fair bit of enthusiasm around Ethereum and the network upgrades it's making. Some people are saying that it hasn't risen as much as Bitcoin has relative to the network capabilities and network interest, for instance. So it could definitely have more upside as people get more interested in it. Everyone knows what Bitcoin is. People are starting to know what some of the other cryptocurrencies are. And Ether, of course, is the number two. And so it's the next place people would look. But there is a lot going on with that network in coming months that people will be really interested in. And there are a lot of applications that are building on it and starting to come into use.
So, Joanna, how are other cryptos then performing, such as Solana or Polkadot?
Yeah, well, there are a number of them that are doing really well. I mean, Solana has basically tripled in the past 3 weeks, and it's now the number seven cryptocurrency. It's also been backed by Sam Bankman-Fried, who's the CEO of crypto derivatives exchange FTX, and he's kind of a buzzy guy in the crypto world, so that's helping. But there are a lot of applications being built on that network right now. It's very fast. It's the fastest blockchain, they say. So there's a lot of anticipation about, say, PIS network, which is a market data movement in there that's using Solana. So Solana is doing really well. Cardano is doing really well. It's just about to take on smart contracts. And it's at almost $100 billion of market value now, and that's the third biggest cryptocurrency. So you've seen some really big gains from Polkadot, Solana, which are kind of seen as Ethereum killers, they say sometimes, but really more blockchains that would coexist alongside Ethereum, and Cardano, which has a lot of uses for blockchain as well. So a lot of these other lesser-known cryptos, as people get more familiar with the space, are starting to do really well in the past, say, month or so.
But when you say Solana's tripled, I mean, is that kind of growth sustainable?
It's hard to see it as completely sustainable, but, you also can have these things where something just takes off like that. Once it gets bigger like this, it is hard to see that it could rise so quickly, but there's the enthusiasm there. And if they keep it up and they start getting some of these systems together that can really get market data interconnected and do a lot of things that people have been doing off blockchain onto the blockchain technology, then it could go up from there. And some people are saying that Solana could pass Ethereum eventually. I mean, that's a little bit speculative, but it's lots of things are possible in crypto that, a couple of years ago you would have said, no, that couldn't happen.
Exactly.
So we'll see.
It's fascinating hearing all this talk about crypto and what's coming up. And Joanna, thank you very much for joining us here on Prime Time. Joanna Ellensinger, markets editor at Bloomberg.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO, available on Google Play or the App Store.